Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
We go out to the HRP guest line where Brad Kellner is awaiting. Follow him on Twitter, Brad Kellner, as you know. Texas Sports Unfiltered. Brad, what do you make of the Big 12? The fact that Texas could never win the Big 12 and they go to the SEC and they're carrying water for the league. What does Texas season prove about the greatness that is the Big 12?
Hold on, Jeremy. Did you forget who won the Big 12 last year?
That was their only Big 12 win like in the last 7 years.
Yeah, longer than that. You're being too kind.
How long was it, 10 maybe?
Yeah, 2009 when Colt McCoy
there you
was
go.
At Texas was the last time the Horns had won the Big 12 before winning it last season. So, hey, the Big 12 has been a lot of fun. It's a great race at the top, and there's a lot of drama. And, hey, now other teams actually have a chance to win. Texas and Oklahoma are both gone.
Not exactly true, but I appreciate it. A little jab for jab.
Hey, BK, what's going on, man?
Wow.
Curious about the big game this weekend. I mean, Texas, Georgia, I hate to think that you and Brian McDonald are going to be both a little upset at me, but I already am predicting a Georgia upset in Austin. What says you, and how do the Horns prevent that from happening?
Yeah, it feels weird, Joel, to say a Georgia upset, right? I mean, it's been a long time since they've been an underdog in a regular season game, and it's been a long time that they've lost a game to anybody not named Alabama, right? You got to go all the way back to the COVID season in 2020 to find the last time Georgia lost a football game to anybody not named Alabama. So it's weird to see Texas as a favorite. Obviously, the money's been coming in on the Longhorns all week long. I think it's up to 5 now on ESPN Bet. So it's wild to think that Georgia could have 2 losses by the end of October. But to answer your question, yeah, look, Texas has to do what it's been doing, right? I mean, the Longhorns have the number one defense in America, the number one scoring defense, number one total defense, the number two pass defense. They've got to keep rolling the way they have on that side of the ball. And they need a lot better performance from Quinn Ewers, right? Like, they need the Quinn Ewers from the first 2.5 games of the season, the guy who was the Heisman favorite before he got hurt against UTSA, to show up in Austin. Because that was not the guy we saw at the Cotton Bowl this past weekend. Now, Oklahoma was so bad and their offense was so banged up that it didn't matter. Texas still won that game 34-3. But obviously, Georgia's a completely different beast. So Texas needs the Quinn Ewers that went on the road to the Big House and just dominated the Michigan defense that's full of NFL talent. They need that version of Quinn to show up and get it done against a Georgia defense that obviously has a bunch of NFL talent, too.
What are the vibes of the fan base right now? I mean, I can predict. I imagine that they're very good. But ahead of Georgia, do you feel like it's excitement? Do you feel like it's, you know, arrogance? We're going to be able to hammer Georgia? Or is there a little bit of healthy fear because it is the Bulldogs?
I don't think there's a lot of fear. Yeah. I mean, look, my self-diagnosed UTSD is kicking in, so I'm terrified for this game. But I think Texas fans feel incredibly confident, right? And the Longhorns, albeit against an easier schedule, they have looked much better than Georgia has, and the numbers look a lot better for Texas than they do for Georgia. So I think it's fair that Texas is favored in this game because through 6 games, I think they've been the more impressive team. So, you know, Longhorn fans are confident, right? Like, they've won every game by at least 3 scores. They've only trailed once this season, and that was in the first quarter, 3-0 to Oklahoma last week. So I think Texas fans are feeling really good about where this team is right now, and I think the Longhorns, for the most part, are very confident that they're going to find a way to get this thing done on Saturday night.
Brad Kellner joining us on the HRNP guest line. Brad, looking at the SEC, you see 4 teams in the top 10, Texas, Georgia, Alabama, LSU, 2 more in the top 15, Tennessee, Texas A&M, and then 2 more in the top 20, Ole Miss and Missouri. How many SEC teams do you think get into the 12-team playoff?
I think it's at minimum four. I think there's a chance it gets to five, but I think the SEC needs a little bit more chaos around the country for that to happen. But I think at least four SEC teams get in. Now, which four will it be when it's all said and done? That's a completely different question. But I think this league is too talented. I think this league is too deep to have anything less than four that make it. I think the two teams that make the SEC championship game will find a way, and then I think there will be two teams that maybe go 10-2, but don't make it to Atlanta in early December. That will get those at-large bids in the 8-11 range in the 12-team playoff. So I think there's a lot of SEC bias. I'll say that even though my team is now in the SEC, I think SEC bias is a real thing. I think the TV partners want to get as much SEC action as they can. So if there is a close call between an SEC team and an ACC team or an SEC team and a Big 12 team, I think the SEC is going to get the nod more often than not, Jeremy. So I'll say four with a better chance at five than three.
BK, I'm curious because you didn't throw a whole lot of Big Ten in there, and that can sometimes get me feeling a certain kind of way. You watched that game the other night. Were you not impressed with the fact that I have to admit Oregon was way more than I thought they were? I thought they were good. I didn't think they were that good. I saw two really good football teams on Saturday night.
Yeah, I think both of those teams are making the playoff, right? And there's a chance we get that game two more times this year. I'd be surprised. I know Penn State's undefeated. I know they're ranked ahead of Ohio State right now, but I'd be pretty surprised if we don't get Oregon-Ohio State part two in the Big Ten title game and then maybe a third matchup in the college football playoff. So, look, all three of those teams, I think, have a very, very good chance to make it. Matter of fact, I'd pick all three of those teams to make it to the 12-team playoff. And, yeah, Oregon looks good. Like, I picked Oregon to beat Ohio State this past weekend. Now, Ryan Day, he's 1-7 against top five teams in his coaching career. So he's a great coach. He hasn't lost a lot in Columbus. But in big games, more often than not, his team has come up short. So he's got to get that proverbial monkey off of his back. But, no, there's no doubt, Joel. Those are two really, really talented teams, two national championship contenders. And if the Longhorns are going to be competing for a national title when the calendar turns, they're going to have to run through one, if not both, of those teams.
I got another one for you, buddy. I'm gonna switch gears a little bit, but it literally is, wait for it, right in your wheelhouse. You love the Cowboys. You faked it well while you were here, by the way. But you admitted it. But now you see what goes down as a radio guy, too. What you saw happen with Jerry Jones, the meltdown on the radio, threatening those guys' jobs, and just where that how you saw that situation in the state of the Cowboys.
Yeah, Joe, I don't get that wheelhouse joke. What were you going for with that? What does that mean?
Well, I was
going
to use Red Weasel, and I thought that might kind of set you back a ways, so I just went right to the easy stuff.
Oh, man. Yeah, what a scenario for the Cowboys, right? It's the gift that keeps on giving, the circus that is the Dallas Cowboys franchise. Now, I had a couple of people ask me this week, like, why now, right? It's been almost 30 years since the Cowboys have played for a Super Bowl. Why is Jerry Jones losing his mind on the media right now? I thought about it for a second, and I think part of it's the fact that Jerry's now 82. I think he's old. I think he's cranky. I think he's senile, and maybe there's a little dementia combined with all of those things. But, Joel, it's been a long time since the Cowboys have been in this situation. And, look, the Cowboys have had bad years recently, but it feels like the most recent bad seasons the Cowboys have had, they've had the excuse of a quarterback injury to kind of, bank on, right? 2020, the COVID year, the Cowboys were awful. Well, Dak got hurt early in the season, so they had that excuse. 2014, Cowboys ended up with four wins. They were drafting in the top five. Well, Tony Romo got hurt early in the season. I think you have to go all the way back to 2004, the last time the Cowboys were, like, this bad and they didn't have the excuse of a hurt starting quarterback. And that was when Vinny Testaverde was leading the Cowboys to a 6-10 record that year. So it's been a while since the Cowboys have been in this spot. And, yeah, 20 years, going from 62 to 82, you get a lot crankier in that time frame. I think Jerry's just going through it right now. I think he's in a little bit of denial that his team looks as bad as it does. And I think he's taking out his frustration on guys who are just trying to do their job up in Dallas.
Brad Kellner, today was a first in Killer Bee history. We had a father-son guest. You, the son, Lee Sterling, the father. Do you want to say anything on this groundbreaking day?
Wow. Well, congratulations to you guys for getting two generations of Kellner in your life. That is huge. Most people only wish they could be this lucky. But what an awesome show. I mean, this is Marconi Award-winning radio for you guys. So congrats on being able to land two of the biggest fishes, or fish eye, whatever the plural of fish is, in the industry on the same day. That's impressive work.
Slow down now. Now you're talking fish, too, so you're talking more language. But we had the Father and the Son. If we get the Holy Ghost, not that it's your forte, but it's either Halloween or we're really rolling.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm allowed to respond to that as a Jewish man. I don't know if I can make any comment on that. I'm worried I'm going to get all of us canceled.
Yeah, I started a Netflix show that stars a rabbi yesterday. So I think I'm halfway there, BK.
Yeah, welcome to the trot. Just, you know, you can take our jokes like Seinfeld. That's good. But you got to learn how to read from right to left, Jeremy. I'll teach you that.
Oh, I'm out then. If that's what it takes, I'm out. BK, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun there, I'm sure.
As always, guys. Always appreciate it. Thank y'all.
Thanks, buddy.
Brad Kellner joining us on the HRNP guest line. Host, owner, CEO, all the thing. Making money moves with Texas Sports Unfiltered. Always a good time to talk to BK.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.